Hello, I'm Joey Haskins with Weston Media Center, and welcome to You've Never Seen, where I showcase a movie that you've probably never seen before. And today's pick is Cléo from 5 to 7. Cléo from 5 to 7 is a 1962 French film written and directed by Agnès Varda. It stars Corinne Marchand as Cléo, a rising singer who is eagerly awaiting to find out if she has cancer or not from her doctor. The movie follows her in real time over the hour and a half it takes from a fortune-telling to her finding out her diagnosis. It's one of the most iconic films of the French New Wave, which is a movement by directors in the 60s to approach filmmaking more cheaply and quickly, including natural lighting, long takes, and a sense of realism that allows engagement between the filmmaker and the viewer. And this film exemplifies all that. The film being told in real time adds to the suspense of what will happen to Cléo, and really delves deep into her despair. It showcases this theme of existentialism as Cléo faces her own mortality. She walks around, talks to her friends, loved ones, even random people on the street, and has to play this part of a rising pop singer in public, putting on a mask over whether her life is about to change or not. It's only halfway into the film when she takes off that mask and starts to see things differently for those in her life and those she meets on the street. Things start to seem less trivial to her, and as she is fully expecting to have cancer, she even wears a black dress to mourn for herself in a way. Corinne Marchand plays the role beautifully and expresses a kind of sorrow that many haven't achieved before or since. The rest of the cast is also really good. Cléo's maid, her lover, her music writers, which one of them is played by the composer Michel Legrand. I'm getting ahead of myself. The point is, Cléo 5-7 is not a film that should be ignored. So if you have a chance, go watch it. The film is currently available to stream on HBO Max, and the only physical copy of the movie is in two box sets, one which shows four of Varda's films, and the other which shows her entire filmography. It includes a new digitally remastered transfer of the film, as well as several shorts by Varda detailing the importance of the film years later. Look for it at your local Barnes & Noble or on Criterion.com. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.